When parents and school officials seem to truly believe that children will somehow learn more in a new facility as opposed to one that's about as old as my house, they're not operating with malice and intent to deceive. They simply believe something for which there's little justifying evidence. In other words, school bond backers may often make unsupportable claims about how issuing long-term bond debt will benefit children, but they're simply giving an opinion which, no matter how wrong, is just their viewpoint. Things are different, however, when those behind a public issue specifically lie to the public. Voters will do what they will, likely valuing a new trinket over their own financial interests. But in supporting the current Lubbock County group pushing the ballot initiative to have county taxpayers provide the financing for a new event center, voters would be rewarding the lowest form of purposeful deception and at a shameful level. The Lubbock County Expo Center PAC is expressly lying to voters. Not stretching or spinning, but lying. The group asks in its mailer, how will this venue be paid for? Then the answer given in bold red type is, not from taxpayers, period. That's right. The group advocates for a bond issue that'll be paid for by those paying certain taxes in Lubbock County, but tells voters that it will not be paid for by taxpayers. That's a shameful, deceitful, dirty lie designed to con voters into having government pay for their new toy that they will exclusively control with zero accountability to the public, by the way. To reward such fraudulent behavior is to surrender one's basic moral values. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.